some sweet good. Boots, Sid. Thank you. Fire away.
It looks like Everson's going to get fined for his hit on Cutler. What, as a defensive lineman, what do you see the minimizing area window that you can hit quarterbacks in?
I still haven't even seen the play. You can't target their head, and obviously you got to use precaution when they're going down. It's a thin line. You don't want guys to back off and not play hard, because there's some instances where, guys, don't make plays because of the fact of letting go. But, obviously the window of where you can hit people is shrinking. You just got to, try to adjust. And like I said, I didn't see the back end of the hit. I saw the clip, brief clip of it on the replay. But other than that,
has it changed how you play at all?
No. I mean, they're gonna review it. If it's legal, it's legal. If they think it's borderline, you're gonna get the FedEx. So you just got to go out and play. And like I said, nothing's ever done maliciously. At least from my standpoint. So, I guess it is what it is. I don't know.
You talked last week about the physical wear and tear at this point. But you guys basically have been going every day for 4 months. How about the mental wear and tear at this point?
Oh, yeah. You got to, as you get older, you got to learn how to use practice time and use this time for your benefit. And it's good to have routines and stuff. So you just kind of, each day, it's like Groundhog's Day. Each Wednesday is the same, different name up on the board, but same process. Each Thursday is the same, Friday, Saturday, so on. So, you just kind of get a routine and get what you need to get. And for me right now, most of my preparations is trying to get my body ready for Sunday and, watch my film, go through what I need to get out of it. And, just concentrate on the physical, physical resting and trying to get prepared for Sunday.
Think you guys found your defense? Found yourself so Sunday?
We found it Sunday. We'll see what happens this Sunday. We got to go out there and put back-to-back games together. We got to continue to play good. The Rams are hot. They're on a three-game win streak right now. We got to go to St. Louis, which can be a tough place to play, and we got to shut it down. So we just got to be consistent. If we can be consistent, then yeah. So we'll see what happens.
What encouraged you most about the effort Sunday?
I think just the, the way we stayed on top of them. We never really got into a situation where we were reeling. Like I say, consistency. The turnovers were phenomenal, and taking those turnovers and scoring, or putting our offense in scoring position, and really, I think the mindset was we didn't care what happened on the offensive side of the ball. We were just going out there every series and trying to stop them. And you could feel that, and you could feel the energy and the focus of the guys. So, I think, that we got to carry this over. And, each week, rests on its own merit. And, it's the playoffs for us, so we got to keep winning.
How good is Bradford?
Who?
Bradford.
Oh, he's a good quarterback. When he can plant his feet and throw down the field, I mean, he was number one pick for a reason. So, We got to do a good job again. I mean, my biggest concern is Steven Jackson. I mean, we got to go in there and shut him down. I mean, that guy's he's been a long time in this league at a high level, and he's a beast. So, we got to shut him down. We got to force him into some third and long situations. Then we got to be able to get Bradford off his spot and not let him get into a rhythm.
How about their offensive line? Is it pretty good?
They're back to their starting core for like the last 2 weeks. Yeah, they got some good players over there. So, like I said, they do things well within that offensive system. It's not like a team you're just going to go in there and. You can't overlook. I think they're a lot better than what their record states, and they're still fighting. They're right in the mix of this thing. They're still fighting for a playoff position. They just came off a good win for the Niners, and they went up and beat Buffalo. So, we got to go in there. It's going to be another physical, hard-fought game.
What are the challenges with a team that you're not as familiar with? I mean, you're coming off a Bears team that you basically know every tendency.
Again, that's where I think you don't. You got to process each week. As it is, not just because you don't know the Bears, just because you see them every day doesn't mean you prepare differently. I still break my film down the same way. Each day I try to work on what that is and get my own personal game plan set, and then try to practice that, get what I need as far as block recognitions and kind of the flow of what they're going to do, and then you go out there and make plays and try to put yourself in the right position to make plays.
When you look at you and St. Louis and Indianapolis were the first three picks in the draft this year because you had the worst records, and now all three of you are in the wild card chase or division chase, is that kind of a testament to how thin the line is between being a good team and being a playoff team?
Absolutely. I mean, you think about it, I mean, people are in the NFL because they're good at football, you know. I think we lost like 9 games, less than 7 points or something last year. I think that's what Coach told us. But yeah, it is a thin line, and it just shows the turnover rate and the competition in this league and why this league is so good, because of the fact that you go out on a Sunday, any team can win. You know, people have minted the Niners as the greatest thing, and you know the Rams have tied them there, and then they beat them in St. Louis. So. You know, again, that's why I say you can never really look at a team's record. You got to go out there and you got to play, is you know, as if. And right now, our season is playoffs, and that's what our scenario is, and that's how we have to play, is that we got to go out there and try to win this game. And if we win this game, then the next game has importance. You know, so it's all for naught if we don't get this one, and that's our mindset.
Are you a marked man?
Who?
Are you a marked man?
I get chip blocks. I'm pretty sure you don't get 22 sacks and then not get a. You know, big X on your forehead, I guess. So, teams are doing what they can do to try to disrupt my pass rush. But, you know, other guys are playing well. Everson's playing well. B-Rob was playing well. And I'm still finding a way to get to the quarterback. So we'll just keep working.
Have you had more success stopping you this year than other years?
No, you know, it's about the same. I mean, like I said, you know, it's kind of distorted. You come off 22 sacks. You know, there's a reason why no one's ever had, you know, 2 20-sack seasons in the league. It's just, it's hard to do. I mean, like I said, it was a blessing last year, and everything was fine and right. And, you know, I've had about 5 that I've had in my arms I've missed this year. But even then, I'm still on pace for probably around 12, 13. And, you know, I'll take that any day of the year.
How much did they get by with holding on you?
What's that?
How much did the official let holding on you go?
Well, this week was pretty bad. I was laughing with the umpire. He threw a couple. He's like, I don't know how the other guy didn't see it. But, you know, it's part of the game. You know what I mean? It's kind of just the way it is. I don't expect to get a holding call. And, you know, if you're waiting to get a holding call, you probably aren't doing the right things anyways.
Commissioner's considering expanding the playoffs to 14 or 16.
I think that's a dumb idea. The reason our league is so much better than other leagues, I think, is because of that competition. Every game means something. There's 162 games in baseball, and you're like, you don't really watch this till the end, right? Basketball is the same way. There's no real significance on every game. And I think you damage the sport if an 8-8 team, you know what I mean? Now our games become less significant each week if you know, like, I can still lose half my games and sneak into the playoffs. And you know, your division because now your division becomes not as important and stuff like that. So I think the way our system is great. I always think we should go back towards more what, you know, are the fundamental base of what football was. And, you know, with all these changes, it's not necessarily always a good thing. I know it probably is for owners to make more money and TV and all that good stuff. But at some point, you know, the identity of our league and what it stands on and why it's so good is because every game means something. And, you know, it's tough. You know, I've been on teams where 10-6 and you didn't get in. But that motivated you for next year to try to win 11.
Why is this team so bad on the road?
If you can find out, let me know. I try to do the same things on the road or at home. So if you got a magic ball, let me know. And I'll tell the guys to change some stuff up. But I think we just got to go out and focus and get done what we need to get done. And you know. I really don't have an answer for you.
Jared, every week you have a front row seat for what Adrian's doing. How many times a game do you scratch your head and just go?
I'm used to it by now. It's just fun to watch, you know. And you're just like, when's he going to break the next one? There he goes. All right. I always laugh when I tell him, you need to rest up, because if I was the offensive coordinator, he'd carry the ball, you know, 75 times a game. His legs would be gone. I mean, look what he's doing. It's amazing. I just want to see it. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
So
you think he can break 2,000 this year?
I mean, look at him. I mean, the guys defied everything that, you know, what logic said he could or could not do. And, you know, I'm excited. I hope he gets it.
When you watched the film afterwards, were you struck by what an old-fashioned kind of game it was last week?
That was fun, man. Yeah, I expected it. It was physical. You know, everybody had impact on the game. And, you know, that's the way for me, football is, especially. I remember playing outdoors. When it gets cold, you got to run the ball. And, you know, we were able to run the ball, and we were, you know, not necessarily yard-wise stop the run as well as we'd like to, but we kept points off the board. So, yeah, for me, that's the way football's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be a 42 to, you know, 45 shootout.
What do you think of all the heat Ponder's taking from the media?
You guys are tough on everybody. I mean, heck. So it's part of it. You know, you can't have the praises without the criticism. And, you know, we just encourage him, let him know we got his back. And, you know, there's two sides to every story. It's not always just his fault. It's not always, you know, vice versa. So, you know, you just got to keep working, keep grinding through. And, you know, my advice always to him is, the only person that can get people off your back is you. And but he's doing things. You know, we need to, we just don't need him to turn the ball over, and he didn't do that last game. And you know, the one was like a punt at the end of the game, but or end of the half. But you know, we got his back, and I think that's the biggest thing. And you know, in this locker room, that's one thing. You know, this team is good at. We don't let outside pressure get to us. And you know, you guys are going to write good, you're going to write bad. 1 minute, the Vikings are the greatest thing ever. Next thing you know, we're the biggest failure. So if you get, if your moods are controlled by the ups and downs of the media, then you know what, you're in the wrong business. So you know. But we got his back, and I think he's doing a good job. You need to get up to date, brother.